is a revolution in commercial shipping about to take place. 80% of all international trade is carried by sea, with substantial carbon emissions. Now, following the successful operation of two giant wind-assisted vessels, a British company is predicting that by 2026, half of all new ships will have high-tech sails. Here's Malcolm Brabant.
A stiff breeze in the southern Atlantic provides optimum conditions for this pioneering ship carrying 200,000 tons of iron ore from Brazil to China. It's fitted with so-called wind wings that enable it to maintain speed while reducing dependency on engine power.
In my 15 years as a ship captain, I've never been more excited.
Noli Porunda from the Philippines skippers the Berg Olympus. Just as aircraft wings create lift, these devices generate thrust when installed vertically and automatically adjust to wind speed and direction.
I firmly believe that our collective efforts can significantly reduce carbon emissions from ships and eventually realize our goal of zero carbon shipping.
I think this is an all hands on deck moment. It's a critical point, and we all need to really pursue the war against climate change.
Shipowner James Marshall is so impressed, he intends to re-equip much of his 85-strong fleet.
We're looking at, in good conditions, around 7 tons of fuel that we save every day. That's around 20 tons of carbon dioxide. So we're hoping to remove, you know, nearly 5,000 tons of CO2 per annum using these wings on board one of our large ships.
So what sort of percentage of saving is that in terms of carbon for the voyages of that ship?
It's around about 15 to 20% we hope to save.
Downwind for one final leg for Sir Ben Ainslie and Land Rover BAR.
And this was the inspiration for what may be a wind revolution. Britain's boat in the 2017 America's Cup, captained by Sir Ben Ainslie.
I've been a sailor all my life. I love being on the water. It's a great sense of freedom, really, to be powered by the wind. And it's really amazing that this wind technology can now use the power of Mother Nature, the power of the wind, to drive commercial shipping into the future.
We met Sir Ben at the secretive workshop building this year's America's Cup boat.
Are they wings or are they sails?
They're definitely wings. So they're not, if you think of the old clipper ships from centuries ago, soft sails that powered them. These are solid wings going on these modern day ships that are really generating a huge amount of thrust, and they're impressive bits of technology.
Shipping accounts for 3% of all the world's CO2 emissions. Older vessels can sometimes be 5 times dirtier than newer ones. There's been a warning from the International Maritime Organization that unless stringent measures are taken, shipping emissions could rise by 50% over the next 25 years. This ferry to the Isle of Wight off the south coast of England is part of the necessary change.
Victoria of Wight's carbon footprint is about 20% less than a conventionally powered vessel.
Keith Greenfield's company operates Britain's first hybrid ferry as part of his green commitment. Not all vessels are suitable for wind power.
She has electric motors driving the propellers, batteries, and then diesel generators that generate the electricity.
But what's the advantage of that?
Firstly, the diesel generators can operate very, very efficiently because they just hum away at the optimum revs, minimum emissions. They pump up the batteries gradually, and the batteries do all the hard work.
Some of these climate change innovators are based in Portsmouth, home to HMS Warrior, that combined wind and steam power nearly 2 centuries ago.
If we're presenting the wing to a potential customer.
In a building overlooking the harbour, Chief Executive John Cooper leads a team working to convince owners of conventional cargo vessels like these that they should be sprouting wings. He says they should pay for themselves in 6 years.
We want to actually employ wind wings on as many of those fleet out there because the biggest saving in carbon is not actually building new ships.
At present, only 2 vessels are using this system. The other is the Pyxis Ocean, a Singapore-based bulk carrier. A third, a long-range tanker, has just been ordered.
2 years' time, up to 50% of tankers and bulk carriers will be ordered with some sort of wind propulsion. And Bartek, we aim to dominate that market.
I mean, how can you be so confident that it's going to be that big?
The results, they can't be ignored.
Yacht designer Simon Rogers is developing a rival system which it's claimed will be even greener when it's ready in 2 years' time. Besides clusters of three wings, solar panels power an electric generator whose clean exhaust gases drive propellers.
With our carbon capture system and heat recovery, we actually achieve true zero, so basically no CO2 and no black soot, basically. The exhaust fumes that are coming out of the back of the vessel are actually breathable.
After leaving the European Union, the British government pledged to turn the country into an economic powerhouse. But these British climate change trailblazers are struggling to unlock government support. And as a result, wind wings are being built in Spain and China.
I would love to build them in the UK. There is some hurdles. The big thing that the UK government really needs to think about is import duties on some of these materials. Here's another chance to actually bring a wind-powered technology to the UK, and I hope we don't squander it.
The ferry company would like to upgrade to all electric vessels, but that's proving impossible.
UK grid just wasn't really designed for what it now needs to do, which is to deliver power to us and to other businesses around the country in the way that we now need. Like many businesses, we're clamouring for connections, but we're not being given any clarity as to when that will be.
On our return journey from the Isle of Wight, we had to make way for the Prince of Wales, a $4 billion aircraft carrier which has been an object of derision in Britain after being plagued by breakdowns, including a drive shaft problem. So, is it possible to fit warships with sails?
Yes, of course, we could fit a wind wing to the aircraft carriers, but actually I don't think it's that practical. The aircraft carriers do actually have a service speed of 30 knots, and therefore actually that would be quite fast for this wind-powered technology. So we'd love to. I think it would be more of a publicity stunt rather than a reality. But yeah, we'd certainly pick up the phone to the Navy, that's for sure.
Warships aside, the future is looking bright as shipping turns back to the future. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Portsmouth.